Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
There's something in this city that I have caused to get worse. Name it. Because I can't think of anything.
Well, that's Mayor Brandon Johnson. We have a guest on the line right now who probably has a lot to say about that. Giano Caldwell. You probably recognize him, Fox News political analyst. He's got a book called The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis. And we're going to talk about that because you're from Chicago, Giano. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate the ability to talk about my hometown.
Yeah, and Annie is the host of the Annie Fry Show, and we've been communicating with you that she unfortunately has no voice today, so she was really looking forward to talking to you, so hopefully we can have you back on when she's here sometime. But let's talk about the story that really has sort of come together in your book. This comes from your 18-year-old brother, Christian, who was gunned down on the south side of Chicago. Give us kind of a background of how this happened.
Well, my brother Christian was murdered, innocent kid murdered on June 24th, 2022 on the south side of Chicago, as you mentioned. My life changed forever after that, many of my family members as well. When discussing the book, in it, I take stories from across the nation, people who lost their lives due to violent crime in some way, shape, or form. And we write about what happened to them, what their life was like, the people who did it. We talk about solutions to the issues. I implement commentary from people like Sean Hannity, Dr. Drew Pinsky, John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. And we tell their stories because everyone knows it's bad out there. You're playing Chicago soundbites right now. People in Chicago know that many are in fear of their lives. As it is often said, this person was murdered because they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. But being at the wrong place at the wrong time in Chicago could be you laying in your bed and a bullet comes through your window. Nowhere safe there. And it's unfortunate.
Giano, what is the story? This is 2022. Your brother is 18 years old. How did this happen to him?
Yeah, he was standing in front of a restaurant, I believe it was, on that 24th of that morning. And he was standing next to some folks. He wasn't the target. And they wanted a guy who apparently had these gangs had a Facebook, a fight on Facebook of some sort, and they were after the guy. So my brother was standing next to him. They shot him, the guy, multiple times. My brother may have been hit, I think, twice, but he was the only one that didn't live. They also shot a young lady as well. So it's just like in places like Chicago, these kind of things happen on a regular occurrence. I write about it in my book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered. A six-month-year-old was murdered in Chicago on that same day, miles from my brother, not that far away. This is what has happened to places that vote in particular elected officials, particularly progressive or very liberal, who believe in allowing criminals to have free reign. That's when they implement policies like, for example, in Chicago, a no chase policy, where police have to call into their supervisors in order to pursue a suspect on foot or in vehicle. By the time you get the supervisor on the line, I'm sure the suspect is already gone. Or the Safety Act, which I'm sure you have talked to your listeners about many times before, which is really shaping Illinois into Gotham City, especially places like Chicago, where law and order doesn't seem to be something that Mayor Brandon Johnson respects. And it reflects in his poll numbers, considering the fact that he's the lowest polling mayor in Chicago history.
Incredible. Giano Caldwell, founder of the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, also Fox News political analyst, and his book is called The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis. Giano, when I first started here at 97.1, it was Saturday mornings, and I was basically just a news reporter for Top of the Hour. And I can't tell you, I would look it through the AP stories that came through overnight, and every night, this would have been every Friday night, it was just murder after murder after murder, to the point that you don't even report on it because it's just the same thing. And so the problem is so much worse than it even appears, because the reporting just becomes numb to it too, where you're like, look, I can't just report that there's, well, another five murders last night. But our politicians, I know what's happening in St. Louis because we're here, but in Chicago, are the politicians the leaders of the city? Are they even paying it lip service anymore, or is it just kind of like, we're not even talking about it?
You know, to your point, I don't believe it's just those who gather the news have become numb to it. The people in the city have become numb to it.
Yeah,
there's so much potential in the city of Chicago, but unfortunately, it's scattered throughout graveyards throughout the city. That's where the potential is, largely, because people are being killed day in and day out. You ask, do the politicians care? I would say no. Why? Because they know that their people are being murdered. There's black bodies littered throughout the streets of Chicago. They've been derelict in their duty, and they've enabled crime. Look at people like the former district attorney there, the Cook County prosecutor, Kim Fox. How many cases did she blow off and say, hey, we're going to drop these cases? Include, I think it was over maybe 40, 50,000, including rape and murder. Like, these are very serious issues, and the elected officials there have paid lip service. Maybe they say they want to fix the issue, but then they vote in more liberal policies that enable literal death in that city, and it's quite unfortunate, I must say.
Giano, one of the things you talk about in your book is black-on-black crime. These are topics that have been taboo, but I'm encouraged to see people just saying, look, I don't care that they're taboo. We have to talk about these things if we're going to solve them. How do you address that topic, both in the book and just in life?
Well, if we're going to use another example of your neighboring place, Chicago, most of the people that are being murdered there are black. Most of the offenders are black. And we're talking about black men murdering black men. And that's where we are. And yes, it's been a taboo subject, but the truth of the matter is you can't solve a problem if people don't talk about the problem, if you don't try to understand a problem, if you don't try to decipher what the solutions are to that problem. Those who just choose to capitulate to political correctness are just a part of the problem. And that's been the issue. They want to make be the language police when the facts are just the facts. And, you know, I hate to say it, but it is true. My community is upside down because of our own people hunting down each other and killing each other. Now, does that mean that I should just put shame on them and not give them any hope? Absolutely not. You can change things around if you begin to vote for people, perhaps Republicans, because it's been a one-party city and a one-party state for many, many years, who believe in law and order, who are willing to implement policies to reverse things like recidivism. You know, we want to bring companies back into those cities, fill those jobs. And what happens when you have violence out of control? You get people like the billionaire founder, a hedge fund founder. What's his name? He moved to Miami. I can't think of his name right now. It escapes me. But
we're nodding. Like, we know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you get major companies that leave, and, you know, there's direct and indirect negative job impact. And that's where we come to. In these particular cities, it hurts everyone.
Okay, you mentioned solutions a couple times.
Ken Griffin is his name.
Ken Griffin. Thank you.
Yeah.
what are, and you can really approach this question from a couple of different angles. You could say, what is the solution for the average person who lives in Illinois, or lives in any city really, but lives in Illinois, Chicago? What can they do? But also, what could a politician do differently at the state level, at the governor's level, at the mayor's level?
I mean, twofold. As a citizen, I would, especially if you're in a high crime area, I would go get a gun, get trained, get licensed. And maybe you want to get licensed first, but, you know, in the reverse order, be able to protect yourself, be aware of your surroundings at all times, especially if you're in one of those high crime areas. As a politician, what could you do? You can not defund the police, as an example. I mean, that sounds like a rational, logical thing, right? Am I wrong about that?
No, pretty
don't
simple.
Defund the police. Yeah, I mean, it should be very simple. You should hold criminals accountable. You can use the current laws on the books, or you can add more time on that as a solution. Additionally, we can talk about job opportunities in those areas. We can talk about financial literacy. We can talk about literacy in general. We can talk about education in our schools. We can talk about cutting off the school-to-prison pipeline. These are all important issues in which I tackle in my book, The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis, because it was needed, a needed discussion. And it's quite unfortunate that my brother, Christian, his legacy isn't him having...
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Children, and having graduated college and done well for himself and raised a family, it's unfortunate that that's not his going to be his legacy. He had no kids, and he was going to go to college soon, but that didn't happen. But his legacy will be the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, me going after George Soros-funded prosecutors, ensuring that they are not reelected in many of these jurisdictions, that we got safety and security in our neighborhoods, that we're holding politicians accountable, and there's a bullet pulpit where people's lives can be saved. If you're interested in information on the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, I ask you to go to caldwellinstitute.org. Again, that's caldwellinstitute.org. For anyone who might have experienced a family tragedy, we have information there in our tabs that you can learn how to pitch a story to the press, because oftentimes there's so many of these murders, people are fighting for a press time just to get justice for their family. If you're going through a mental health crisis, we have a manual put together by Dr. Drew Pinsky, which people might know from Celebrity Rehab, Teen Mom, and other places. If you want to learn how to work with the police and the prosecutors, we have manuals written by police and prosecutors on how to work with these organizations to best advance The Case of Justice for Your Family. There's a lot of material there, and I encourage people to go to CaldwellInstitute.org.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing, Giano Caldwell. The book, which will release on June 24th, is called The Day My Brother Was Murdered, My Journey Through America's Violent Crime Crisis. Hopefully we can catch up with you again, okay?
You're very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. And again, Annie, hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Giano Caldwell. He's a guy that you might notice. I mean, when you see him, you know, we've got his picture up on our live stream right now. You say, oh, yeah, I recognize him from Fox News. He's a political analyst on there. So you probably have seen him or heard him before, Giano Caldwell. But you may not have known that he's an Illinois guy. So we like connecting with him. And I just love that people like him are there. Out there, like he talked about the Caldwell Institute for Public Safety, like that's the stuff that gets on the ground and makes a difference.
The thing that I really like and admire about Mr. Caldwell is that he suffered a serious tragedy, and rather than just rage and yell about it, he actually is doing something about it. He's making moves. He set up an institute, and he went through a litany of things that if you need information on, if you're trying to figure something out, he's got all that on the Caldwell Institute. So it's CaldwellInstitute.org. Go check that out. He's doing great things.
We had limited time with him. If we had a little bit longer, maybe next time we talk to him, I would like to know if he thinks the culture in Chicago is changing. And I do mean the political culture.
Yeah.
Obviously, the culture needs to change. That's a big, big conversation. But a lot of the stuff, you can see it. We always say politics is downstream from culture. I always add that culture is downstream from spirituality, morality. But it's amazing to watch. And so we've always approached that way. We've said, well, you need to solve the spirituality, morality, or the culture before you can solve the political. But you really need all of them. You can't just do one. There's the problems are too big to approach them slowly.
Yeah, he mentioned this, that you get to a point where the people become numb to it. And you actually need the government. You need the police, which is a function of the government, to actually step in and start doing things. You can't wait for people to just stop. You actually need to start prosecuting crime. You need to send people to jail who do illegal things. And so what that does then is that creates a disincentive for people who aren't there morally, who don't have a problem robbing, shooting, and stealing and whatever. It creates a disincentive for them to actually go out and do that. So it's like a Band-Aid, a tourniquet. You stop the bleeding by enforcing the law. And then on the other side, simultaneously, then you're working more morally speaking, trying to get people to understand the wrong nature in this, why this is bad, why this isn't good for society, and to get people, the culture itself, to shift and push back against that sort of behavior and ostracize that behavior on the outside.
What I would like to know is, just based on his experience, and he's obviously there, he's doing a lot of work, are all the social media clips we see of people showing up, you know, the black community in Chicago, mm-hmm. showing up at city council meetings and yelling at Brandon Johnson and saying, look, you got to stop this illegal immigration nonsense. The crime's out of control, not just associated with illegal immigration, but crime in general. What are you going to do about it? And is that really a groundswell that's happening? Is he seeing that? Or is that social media where you're just seeing a couple people and you think, oh, this represents a lot more? Because mm-hmm. social media isn't always reality. I would really like to know that. Of if you're in Chicago, are you noticing a difference among people who either typically, A, would have never spoken out about these things and now are, or people who would have just been pretty much like across the board straight ticket Democrat voters saying, we need a political change to this too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that. So I'd like to hear him talk about that. Hopefully we can have him back, Brad. Because I know Annie would like to. Well, we're going to take a short break. Today's YouTube live chat poll, a lot of people chiming in on this, and we appreciate that, especially with your stories. This is one where we'd like to hear from you and what you experienced. Were you affected by Friday's weather? Were you surprised by it, like we all were? And then this weekend's been you know, a lot of cleanup and a lot of bad reports coming out. People lost their lives. We would like to know if you were affected by this. It's a yes or no question on YouTube, but you can leave us a comment there. You know, a long comment's okay today. We'll read through those when we can. And probably take phone calls on that subject at some point today. Haven't decided when we're going to do that yet, based on guests. But coming up next, it is going to be Wiggins America, led by Brad. Stick around.
And-
Annie's out, Ryan and Brad are in. This is the Manny Fry Show.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.